Do you find yourself texting more than you actually converse? It could be that's not such a good thing when it comes to actually interacting face-to-face with other people of all things. Joining us now to talk more about a new phenomenon and the impact of it is Dr. Kathleen Hall. She joins us this time each Monday. She's the founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and the Stress Institute. Well, Dr. Hall, I love face-to-face conversation. It's harder every day to have one.
I love it, man. There is nothing like having a cup of coffee, is it, and talking to somebody?
Sure.
But yeah, these Gen Xers, they're not developing communication skills, and research is showing that more and more they're doing more of their talk with through technology, texting, emailing, social networks, and they are literally losing their skills of face-to-face time.
That's weird. And even older folks, they'll use texting a lot. It's just so convenient, it's hard not to.
Easy. The thing is, it's becoming more natural. If you think about it, there was a little cognitive dissonance maybe even 10 years ago, 5 years ago, when you'd use text, you know, texting and things, mm-hmm. you know, instead of me calling Mike or Bruce mm-hmm. and talking to you. But now it's more natural, actually.
You know what? There's nothing like actually looking at someone because they can say something in a text message, an email, or something like that. But if you're looking at them, the face tells whether or not that's true.
Tell if they're nervous, their hands are shaking, are they telling you the truth, are they creepy? I really mean it. All relationships, personal, business, political, they all depend on pressing the flesh. We need to see each other face to face. It's in our human DNA, seriously. We learn a lot from hearing their, seeing their body language.
You also wonder sometimes what a message meant if you don't see a person and their expressions. I mean, no matter how many emoticons you use, sometimes you're just not sure what the meaning was.
Well, yeah, imagine whether it was a political person, a business leader in our own lives. Imagine what it would be if we wouldn't have seen them, looked at them. Because words are words, but when they come through digital things, we have different interpretations.
Well, now, you know, we try to set some time aside every day to make sure that we do the healthy things like work out. Do we have to also begin to look at relationships and the importance of face-to-face conversation and book time like we do a workout?
Absolutely. That is a great way to put it. That's beautiful. Schedule human FaceTime for those of us that do a lot of technology or have online companies. Schedule it. Make sure it's an hour a day. I suggest some people say 2 hours a week. I think that's absurd. I think we're human beings and we really need to be in the presence of others at least two hours a day, 1 hour a day. Also, be present when you're in the presence of others. Don't be texting or having your digital device go off. Truly happy, powerful people are fully engaged and present. Also, what I can't stand these days, it's a sign of disrespect when you're distracted or disinterested in the presence of another. You should really show respect by being present. And also, like you and I just said, see and read a person's face, interpret their expressions, experience their moods and behavior. It's so important. Because if we're not raising our children, the future leaders, to have eye contact, body language, verbal language, what are we going to do when we communicate with Russia or China over the huge issues that are in our future?
What about Skype or FaceTime, things where you can see the other person's face?
You can see the other person, but you most of us are sitting down, and we can still, I don't want to say con each other, but we really don't know what's going on with each other, and it really doesn't lead to an extended conversation. We also have done studies that show that if I'm in the presence of you up there in D.C. and you're in my presence instead of even on the phone, we produce more hormones like serotonin and endorphins, which are calming hormones, and also a really cool hormone called oxytocin, which creates huge health and relaxation in the body.
Yeah, and we produce our hormones. We really do.
Especially on Monday morning.
You got it, Dr. Hall. Have a great President's Day. And find a few minutes, all of the folks listening to us, to talk face-to-face to the people who are important in your life. That's some good advice. We'll talk to you next Monday, okay?
That's beautiful. What a beautiful blessing for everybody this week. Take care of yourself.
Good stuff.
You too. Thanks, Dr. Hall.